This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
Sitting at home in the evening is not what it's cracked up to be. There's pleasure for all of the family, so take this suggestion from me.
Oh, let's go out to the movies. They're better than ever before.
With romance to thrill you and mysteries to chill you and tales of adventure galore. We'll take the kids to the movies and see lots of folks that we know. We'll laugh and we'll cry as each scene passes by. So let's go out to a show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Fresh Take. I am at the Movies of Midway, and I am about to enter and see an actual movie in the theater. That's right. So this has been a time where, because of COVID, I don't know how many people go to the movies, but obviously there aren't too many new movies out. And I knew that there was one coming, and I have another guest with me who has been a return guest, somebody who's been on the podcast a few times, who is back again to join me in the seat in the theater. And her name is Maggie, so you will hear her shortly. But I wanted to say hello, everybody. How are you? Hope you're doing well. Hope you're surviving. Hope you're not isolating. Hope that you are finding therapy in film and television. There are so many new TV shows. If you have the time, I thought maybe I just mentioned a few of my favorite new things that I've been watching that are not movies, because I don't know. Sometimes a series is like a movie, right? Why discriminate? So if you're looking for some good stuff to watch and you don't feel like settling in for the long haul of a full-length film, I do recommend, for all of the Halloween-y people out there, there's a couple cool things. I love Sarah Paulson. So shout out Sarah Paulson. You are killing it, as always. And she is in a new show called Ratched. And obviously that is a takeoff of Nurse Ratched, who is a character that was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is also now free to watch on Netflix. If you have not seen that movie, maybe we should review that one next. Actually, maybe we will review that one next one. That might be up on the list for me. I'll have to find somebody who's interested in discussing that one. But check out that. Check out Nurse Ratched. There's so much great stuff on TV. I don't even know where to begin, to be honest with you. There's this interesting documentary on, I think we watched that on HBO, called The Vow. That was amazing. There's an incredible new sci-fi sort of throwback to the 50s. Great show that talks about issues of race. It's called Lovecraft Country. And it was also a book. So I want to recommend this show highly. It's an excellent, excellent show. It is a little bit like graphic in parts, but I think it's an important show, and it's definitely of the times. And if you are trying to support anything that tells stories that are not about white people doing white things, this show is definitely a show that you need to watch. So I highly recommend this show. Please check it out. And please check out anything that you wouldn't usually watch. You know, like, open your mind. If you see something and you're like, I don't know those people, I don't know those actors, just give it a try. Maybe you will open up and find something really interesting. You might even learn something. Or, better yet, you might be affected. Isn't that what this whole thing is about? I would say. So if you're following The Film Effect, thank you. If you've been listening, thank you. Please share this with your friends, with your family members, anybody who's interested in movies that likes to talk about them. And I actually kind of think what I created here was a little bit of like film therapy for me. I do think I find that when I'm on the podcast talking with a guest, I can get into some interesting rants, but I think we always find something deep, and just like anything can bring you some soothing, like, you know, reprieve from the daily insanity that we're all living in. I find some peace in watching movies and listening to other people's stories. And I think it is a bit of film therapy, actually, even though that's not what this is called, because I do think all art has an effect, and this is the film effect. So, those are my picks. Please check out some new shows. If you have a question, email me. You can check me out on Instagram, The Film Effect with Tiff, also Facebook. You can also go to the Social Podcast Network. So that would be thesocialpodcastnetwork.com to see all of the shows offered on the Social Podcast Network and the latest episodes. We have shows like In Too Deep with Tom and Carlos. We have I'm Sorry About Last Night, Anonymous, Be Soulfish, which is a new one, The Gifted. There are so many, you guys. I don't even know where to begin. And of course, Full Send with Tom and Tiff, because I can't get enough of myself on podcasts. So if you really want to hear another side of Tiffany, you can check that out. But without further ado, I will bring you into the theater and our chit-chat before the movie with Maggie to see the movie Tenet. Did I even mention that yet? Oh my God, I'm so crazy. Anyway, we're seeing Tenet. You're about to hear about it. Enjoy.
Work is done, so let's go out to a show.
Let's go out to the movies where all of the stars are on view.
In most every scene there is love on the screen, and there's love in the balcony too.
We'll cheers the handsome young
here
with hero.
Maggie.
Yeah, man. It's always going to be me.
It's always you, because who else goes to the goddamn movies? Nobody.
It's the best. It's perfect. There's nobody else here. We're the only people here so far.
Yeah, and actually, you've come with your kids.
Yeah, because seriously, it's way safer than going to, like, the food store or Walmart or somewhere where there's, like, hundreds of people. There's no one here.
It's
there's
so
the people
true.
That work here that are behind a counter and cleaning things and us.
This is very true. And so what are we here to see? This was your pick, actually, because there are really no new movies anymore.
Yeah, this is the first new movie that's come out since all this stuff started. That, like, big one, anyway. Like, there's, like, silly little small things that probably weren't really originally going to come out in movie theaters, but now they did.
I'm down for all of them.
I know. Seriously.
I was like, come on, let's see Unhinged.
Like, whatever Tax Collector was, I'm not sure, but... Yeah, but this one is, like, the first big one that was, like, meant to come out and be, like, a big summer movie. This one
Tenet. Go ahead, yes.
T-E-N-E-T, not T-E-N-N-A-N-T, which is what we got confused with last time.
I know, I was, like...
And that turned out to be, like, a 70s, like, thriller of some kind.
That I kind of think I need to see now, but I didn't see it since we talked about it.
Yeah, but this one is the newest Christopher Nolan joint,
mm-hmm.
and it's... It stars Denzel Washington's son. I can't remember his first name off the top of my head. Because I don't think I remember ever seeing him in anything before. But apparently he's been in a few things. But I think this is like his first big starring role. And then Robert Pattinson's in it.
Love Robert Pattinson.
Who has turned out to be a pretty interesting actor.
Oh my God, he's so weird now.
And
I saw The Lighthouse and I think I was so damaged.
I remember listening to the
one
where
you... Did you listen to it?
Yeah. You and Jenna.
Guys, if you haven't heard that episode, go back and listen.
Yeah, that was a fun one to listen to. You guys were both like, what did
we just
watch?
We were both like, yeah, and we were kind of like intrigued, baffled, and horrified all at the same time.
Yeah.
But I think it was a good movie. I just think it's just a really serious indie movie. Like, it is not a regular movie.
Yeah, it's not... didn't sound like it was for everyone, but the episode that you did on it is for everyone. So go back and listen.
I just snorted, by the way.
I do that all the time, no problem. But yeah, so Robert Pattinson and then Kenneth Branagh is in it.
Classical trained actor that he is.
He plays like the bad guy. He was in Dunkirk, and that was a Christopher
Nolan movie.
He's
been in so many
movie.
Things. So many Shakespearean translations, I guess I should say, have been done by him.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's only so much I actually really know about it. There's spy stuff, there's time travel stuff. But they kind of kept a lot of it under wraps, and
yeah.
I haven't really talked to anybody else who's been to see it yet, so I don't
know. We're going to see it. So you're
it's
with
long.
Us. Yeah, and we're in the theater right now. I'm going to give you the visuals of our experience. We are actually in the, like, fourth row, back, middle.
Back from the little front silly section, no one sits in on purpose.
On the actual, like...
Incline.
I'm just going to let you fill in all the words.
I can do that for
you. And then we got some snacks. Would you like to share what snacks you purchased for this experience?
Yeah, sure. We got popcorn that I spilled like half of on the floor already.
But you have to do that to start because we have to make an impression that we've been here.
Well, I made
it's like
my
when
impression.
A dog pees. Like, we just want to leave a little bit of food on the floor.
I wanted to go get a broom, but Tiffany told me not to.
No, it's that's what they do here.
And then we
I just paid for this thing. I want them to clean up after me.
And then we got nachos, and we got peanut M&Ms, and Reese's Pieces, and Sour Patch Kids.
I love that you just said Reese's Pieces, because I was here with Nicole. Shout out to my wife, Nicole. She was ridiculing me for calling them Reese's Pieces because they're Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, but that's not how anyone says it.
Thank you!
It's Reese's
Pieces. Are you
Pieces.
Listening, people that are being corrected? All the people out there that are being corrected for calling them Reese's Pieces?
No, that's what
you're
they're
doing
called.
It right.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. God.
There's lots of words that can be
it's
pronounced
so
in different ways, and that's called that because it rhymes. You're supposed to say it that way.
So from now on, just so you know, it is Reese's Pieces. We will back you up. And I also got, I have Sour Patch Kids, which I love.
Yeah.
Which also reminds me of Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
What were those? Oh, man. What were those things that were not Cabbage
Patch? Garbage Pail Kids.
Garbage Pail Kids.
My brothers were obsessed with those when we were younger.
And they were what, like the cards?
Yeah, with the gross critters
those
like growing up in a trash can type of stuff.
Can you even buy them anymore? I would love
sure
to find
you
them.
eBay, maybe.
I'm going to totally really find expensive. Garbage Pail Kids.
My mom still has all like 16 Cabbage Patch Kids that
no,
we
she
had.
Doesn't.
Yeah, when I was.
Me and my brother got into a fight and we ripped the head off one of them. Because we were pulling on both sides. Because he said it was his and I wanted it. And then it just came, the head came off. And then it fell to the ground and we stood there in heart. And
I feel
horrified
like,
that this
I feel like
just
kids
happened.
These days, they don't have toys that are as epic as Cabbage Patch Kids were for us in that time. Like, I remember, we have a picture of me holding the first two Cabbage Patches we had. One was a little black boy named Jasper, and the other one was a little white boy. They were both boys.
Right.
And, you know, little girls, normally you would have picked a little girl doll, but it was back when you couldn't even see them. You just buy it at box
it
and
was
it
like
closed,
an adoption
and
agency.
Surprise.
You just
yeah,
get what you get.
You get what you get. And we loved those stupid things.
I love my mother. I think my parents went crazy on, like, a Black Friday in a line at some store at midnight trying to get Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, God, I'm sure
I'm
my
pretty
mom,
sure.
We had 16 of them. She probably had to do that 16 different times.
That is so crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was pretty obsessed with Cabbage Patch Dolls when I was a kid. This is way off topic.
What? No, but this is the experience of what you do when you sit. This is what I'm bringing you people into. You come into the theater, you wait for the movie to start, and you just chat. This
yeah.
is called
you
in theater.
Go where the mood starts.
Yeah, and we're just watching the slides because it's not previews yet.
Yeah, when we first came in, the very first one we looked up at was Tiffany's ad because I think it's a rule whenever we come to the movie theater that the first thing we see on the screen is your ad.
Well, actually, it was for Shall We Bounce.
Oh,
whoa,
it was just like a
whoa,
picture you had
Urban
taken.
Flow, take it easy. There was just an extreme zoom situation that just happened on this slide. That
I
was
missed
crazy.
It. Was
you missed it.
You.
It was really intense.
I figure if I look at you, then my voice is looking in
no,
that
it's
direction,
good, and actually
too,
people have
know?
Just arrived.
Now we look like crazy people.
No, they don't know what we're doing. Should
we're
I interview
just having
them?
A conversation.
So two people just entered the theater. It's a Wednesday evening.
Yeah, a Wednesday
we're here
evening
late.
In the middle of a pandemic. What are they thinking?
For me, it's late. Well, they're bored. Maybe they're on a date.
I'm kidding, because we're here.
I know. I mean, maybe people still go on dates and go to the movies. Does that even happen?
I called this a date. I told your wife that I was taking you on a date tonight.
Oh, my God, Maggie. You're so funny.
I was texting Nicole earlier. I said, Nicole, I have a date with your wife tonight.
I know. She's cool, though. So what else can we tell you? Do you have any recommends? I was saying I did this recording something. You're going to hear the intro, and then I'm going to repeat myself now. But any good shows? I've been watching Ratched. On Netflix.
Oh, what is your take? I'm curious. Because
have you
I feel
seen
like,
it?
No, I have it on my list.
Oh my God, I love Sarah Paulson, so
I
feel
love
like
her.
Nothing, I can watch anything
but
that she
Murphy,
does.
Ryan Murphy, I just feel like he's hitting a wall as far as like, I mean, it's just so predictable now with him. Like,
yeah.
It was interesting the first three times.
American Horror Story?
Yeah. But
we're
like,
speaking of American, for those that you don't know Ryan Murphy, he did all the American Horror Story.
Not even just that. I mean, he's done some other stuff, too. And, like, everything is also very similar.
What's your criticism of his filmmaking? Is it, like,
It's
I can kind of guess, but go ahead.
I think it's just the fact that, like, I feel like anybody who gets locked into a style to that degree, where it's, like, so obvious just by the look of it, like, obviously this is Ryan Murphy. I knew as soon as I saw the preview, I didn't even know for sure who it was, but I, like, the first 3 seconds into the preview, I was like, oh, this is Ryan Murphy, because it's so blatantly obviously him, and it just, it stops being interesting after a while when you just don't change your voice at all. Like, I mean, a style to a degree is one, and I mean, you know, you could say that about anyone. Wes Anderson has such a style.
I hear your point, though. I mean, I think he's got his signature. I think if anything, sometimes the twists and turns of the story go so many times that you're like, it didn't need to happen. All of this didn't, so much happened so quickly.
Yeah, he seems to, like he has to top himself continuously, and he starts early, so it gets so out of hand by the end.
Well, I will give this show a few nods. I do like the cast. It has Judi Dench, who's awesome. Sharon Stone pops in there.
Judi Dench or Judi Davis?
Oh my God, Judi Davis.
You're welcome.
I am old, and I think I might have a little dementia.
It's very close. Judy's with a D.
All the Judys are the same to me. If there's
they're
two
all
Ds,
fantastic.
Judy and D.
There's no bad Judys.
No. They're all Judy Garland. Yeah. How many Judys? I don't know a bad Judy, do you?
I don't know any bad Judy.
Judys. My mom has a best friend Judy from high school. I think she was kind of bad.
Okay, well.
But they're still good friends.
Well, she's good for someone.
She was just naughty. So maybe all the Judys are a little bit naughty. Maybe. No, but Judy Davis, thank you, and Sharon Stone, who I just still love. I don't know why, even though she's had some bad stuff.
Yeah, but that's just because she has had bad options. I mean, doesn't mean
she had like a brain aneurysm. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, some bad things happened to Sharon Stone.
I didn't know that.
She had to like relearn to talk.
Wow.
So Sharon, you're doing a good job, and you look awesome.
Fantastic work, babe. Good
now,
work.
It just got really quiet, and they're telling us that we wash our hands
and wear a mask and
I don't know, exit in the front row, but I don't know if should we do this while the preview's on. I don't know if that worked last time.
I mean, we can try. You can always cut it out later. Cut it in post.
We'll see if this works with the whispering, because it could be interesting. It's
well,
just so loud.
I finally got on the Cobra Kai train.
Oh my God, I'm dying to see that.
It was good. I watched the whole thing and like 2 days.
Did you love it?
It was really good, funny. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Oh boy, ran people.
Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton of the Illinois Black Panther Party.
Oh boy.
Repeat after me.
This seems topical.
A revolutionary. Yes, yes. A revolutionary. A revolutionary.
We might have to stop.
Should I? Here, hold on, I'm gonna turn this thing down.
I like the people in this.
You're looking at 18 months for the stolen car, 5 years for impersonating a federal officer.
He has turned out to be a very interesting fella as well. Jesse Clemens.
Oh, yeah.
He's in that other movie I wanted to watch with you that's on Netflix. The I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
I need to see that.
I haven't watched
it. I keep waiting until Nicole is available.
I want to watch it with you guys, too. Damn it. Somehow. But you guys probably can't.
I cannot believe we haven't seen it yet. Has it been killing you?
No. I feel like I need to pay attention. Am I really only, like, time I can watch stuff? I watched Cobra Kai while I sewed.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I want to actually be able to watch it. It seems like something that matters.
No, I'm dying to see it, and I can't listen to anything because shout out to Mark Maron's podcast, but Mark, you basically just started talking about the ending, and I had to turn it off because I was like, why are you ruining this? And he had Toni Collette on, and I was like, stop it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't listen to the episode.
Yeah, see, well, did they tell you spoilers? Did they let you know?
No, he just starts talking, and she's like trying politely to like not answer the questions, and he's like, what about the thing when this happens? She's like, I was trying not to talk about that. I'm like, why are you doing that?
That's annoying. Mark Maron.
Well, Mark is like, you know, he's off the top of his head all the time.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I stopped listening to him for a while just because I don't know why.
Is this Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've seen a preview for a movie about the Black Panthers. True
yes.
story. And now
we are another true story.
This looks like Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, which is a totally true story.
Totally true.
And it's amazing.
I remember this from the 80s. Do you remember this happening in the 80s?
I do, and I miss the old, you know what, Linda Carter you killed as Wonder Woman. No one will ever be you, I'm sorry.
Cobra Kai very much made me miss the 80s.
Kristen Wiig! She's pretty cool though, this chick.
Yeah. Other than she had that one misstep where she had all the famous people sing Imagine.
It's like, no, what?
Do you remember when now this chick, Wonder Woman, the
no.
actress, she like got all her famous friends to sing Imagine, John, what's his face? The Beatle.
Wait a second. What?
She got a bunch of people to sing it like at the beginning of COVID. Like, we're all in this together. Let's all sing this song because it's like unifying and it went over very badly.
Oh my God. Kristen Wiig is a bad person in this. She's the evil
Kristen
one.
Wiig is the bad guy, yeah.
She's the villainess. I've never been one for rules. Is that a word?
Yeah.
The
end
yeah.
always
more. I love her. She can
I love
do anything.
Her too. Yeah. I think I'm gonna like her as a bad guy. I bet she's still funny. I don't think
I
she can help it.
What? Radar. I can't take her seriously ever.
Huh?
I can't take Kristen Wiig seriously.
Because she can't help but be funny. She's one of those people that when she's not trying, she still can't help it. She's still funny. Some people are just like that. They can't help it.
What is that? Now there's a cat? Oh my God. Okay, this is getting a little bit silly.
Well, yeah. But I'm still gonna go see it.
You are, but you know what? I'm ready to go.
I think we can do better.
Parachute pants?
Yeah.
Does everybody parachute now?
Oh my God. Wow.
I'll still see it. It was a silly preview, but I'll still
see it.
It's
a good one for kids, you know.
Yeah,
at some point.
I need more little
kids
stuff to
get a little
come
older.
Out.
When they get a little older, you're going to have so much fun.
They've come to the movies twice now, though,
yeah.
And they love it.
That's great.
Which is really good for me. My wife won't go to the movies with me, so I just had to make two new little people to go to the movies with me.
That's the whole point of having children, if you ask me.
And you die.
That's why you're always my date, because I can always count on you.
Hey, I dedicate. What do we watch? Is this Dune?
Yes.
Shut
up. In the box.
They redid Dune?
Yeah, you haven't seen this preview yet?
No.
I was all like on Facebook.
Oh my God, I'm freaking out now.
It's good. I should let you just watch.
Okay, everyone, we can't even talk because this is too cool. Oh my God, awesome.
And he's just great.
Duncan's gonna love this. My son loves Dune.
Definitely gonna go see this one too.
This is awesome. Stella's gonna freak out. She loves her. She's obsessed with her.
Zendaya?
She's obsessed. Stella, Zendaya's in Dune. We have to come. Oh my God, all the people in this are awesome. All the people in this are awesome.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do?
I'm gonna come see it. That's what I'm gonna do. What are you gonna do?
You have to see the long, there's like a 2.5 minute long
preview. I need nothing more. I'm good. I'm sold. Let's go.
No, I know, but it's still so, that preview is really exciting. Look at that. Look at that. Look at all those people.
Zendaya. Nice. It's awesome. All right, we've seen some pretty interesting previews so far. And I think the movie may begin now.
Yeah, we might have to.
All right, we're going to peace out.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
To go to a show where the stars that we know will be there with our friend Mickey Mouse.
We'll leave our cares and our worries behind us wherever we go.
We like to have fun when our day's work is done. So let's
okay, we just left that movie.
Yeah.
And our initial thoughts are confusion.
Massive, massive confusion. Way more confused than I expected to be, which I knew I was probably going to be confused, but
right,
because you know I had heard that it was dense.
The movie made me feel stupid.
It made me feel stupid too, and I feel like I have like a grasp
hold on,
of like theoretical physics and stuff.
I don't, and I just thought, man.
It was disjointed. There was no connection anywhere. Like, yeah, some of the stuff fell in line by the very end if you really waited for the payout, but it wasn't worth it.
So would we recommend this to anyone?
No.
No, that's a hard no.
That's a hard pass on
me. I'm so sorry, you guys.
But, I'm glad I went.
Everybody looks pretty in it, and they are all, like, models, and they wear really cool outfits. Kind of look like the old...
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff that looked fine.
It looked good, and there was some cool, like, weird backwards fighting.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's kind of like... pretty simple trickery. You just record something in forward and then show it in reverse.
You think that's what happened?
Yeah.
I feel like it was a little more complicated than that, but...
Some parts where it was doing it both ways, but even then...
Well, I think my overall comment on that was that it was a movie that was like watching a foreign film without subtitles.
Yeah, they definitely, I think he just kind of like got it into his head, this idea.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't get it out. And then he just like splattered this thing all over the screen that just...
I think he thought the audience is smarter than it is. And maybe it is.
I don't think he cared if anybody got it.
He doesn't care.
But it wasn't even so much, like, I think you could have done it in a way where you could explain, like, the theory behind what you're trying to do. Like, it was a lot of exposition with no explanation somehow.
Wow,
like,
that sounded good.
Really,
that was
really,
rhyming, too, what you just said.
That's really hard
exposition.
To do. Exposition. Because exposition is supposed to be the explanation. But it was a lot of really dense garbledygook that at the end really didn't actually answer any questions.
That was the best sentence I've ever heard. Was that two sentences?
I don't know. Run-on sentence?
Exposition without explanation and globbity-gluck-gook.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really good response.
But you know me, I'm always glad to go to a movie even when it's
not
good.
It was worth it because we ate amazing
candy. We ate a lot
of junk. And we had comments.
I got out of the house by myself.
We had some fun conversations in between the nonsense that we did not understand.
Yeah, I told you about Jason Ritter and Melanie Lynskey.
You did, and I'm going to have weird dreams now. They're probably all in backwards, in like reverse.
Yeah.
Actually, you could have just put on any movie and played it in reverse.
It would have made about the same amount of sense.
It might have been actually a better story on, like, it's taking a record and just, like, playing it backwards and listening for the devil.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to figure out how to explain why some things work so perfectly. Like, we were talking, when the movie started, I said my favorite spy movie, one of them, is True Lies.
Great movie, by the way. Great.
And that one, like... there's just a flow to it. One scene leads to the next.
Like basic
like a
movie
normal
making.
Like a normal story, you know? Like,
well,
this
you
one,
know.
Like, there would be scenes where Robert Pattinson's laying there and he's telling him he should sleep. He needs to get some rest. And then, like, literally cut to, 10 minutes in the future when he's done napping? Because he's already sitting up and he's awake. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
No, not even made any sense.
It was really jumpy. There was
and there were big action scenes that were really, really, like, huge. And I didn't understand what happened at the end of any of them.
Like, what was, like, who were they fighting against in that end scene? Because there was the forward team and the backward team.
Oh, man, are we spoiling this for you guys? Kind of.
I don't think that really.
But that's not. There's the A team. Now it's football, really.
But seriously, like, who were they fighting?
There was. I understand nothing except that Robert Pattinson looks good in an old time outfit when he's working as a lighthouse keeper, and he looks good in a suit, and he also looks good as a vampire.
Yeah, I mean,
he can wear any outfit.
He's
and
gonna
for,
probably look good as Batman.
No one had any emotions. They were all robots.
It was very, very. Yeah.
Soft-spoken.
Mumbling.
Light whispering across tables in fancy restaurants. A strange appearance by Michael Caine.
Yeah.
That was for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie The Trip?
No.
I've not actually seen it either, but one of my podcasts plays this video from it all the time. It's these two guys, they're on a trip together, they're comedians, and it's a movie, but it's their real life friends or something, but they have this Michael Caine off, basically. Oh. Like, they both do impersonations of him. And they do an and they each, it's really, you have to act.
I have to see really it. He does this thing where he doesn't blink, apparently.
It's just acting technique. He has such a distinctive voice.
He's the best. I mean, I love him from, like, yeah, a long time ago. He's been great. He's a great actor.
3 seconds.
Anyway, listen.
Watch at your own risk. Don't expect to understand a damn thing, and don't feel bad if you don't. Because I think if anybody was going to understand what a movie was trying to say, you and I are pretty good at that.
I honestly have to say, if I wasn't locked in a theater with this, I might have, if this was on my TV,
I would have changed it.
I think 40 minutes in?
I don't know if I would have even made it that far.
That's pretty far. I think the fact that I had to basically sit here and I had good company, of course.
Yeah, it was worth it to come hang out with you.
Absolutely, because any time in the theater is still better. Get to the theater. Put on your mask.
Exactly.
Buy your snacks.
We can ruminate
support
on this.
Support bad movies.
We can always come back to this conversation if we feel like there's anything we've left out.
That's okay.
We'll sleep on it.
Yes, thanks for joining me, and I need to
thank
brush up on
my... Thank you for joining
me.
I forced you.
Oh, yeah, thank you for forcing me, and... we'll do this again, and we'll be back with another...
I'll let you pick the next one.
Okay. It might be something you don't want to see, but it'll definitely be
better.
Easier to follow, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think we could do worse, so it'll be all right. Maybe we should just come see...
Hey,
you know what? We could come see a different time travel movie and come watch Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Now that would be an insane comparison.
Yeah.
That might be necessary.
It would probably make more logical sense.
It does. All right, well, that's what you follow up this movie with.
All right.
It'll make you feel smarter. All right, Maggie, thanks for joining me at the movies.
You're welcome.
I'll see you next time.
All right.
Here, and our worries behind us wherever we go.
Okay, everyone. Well, thanks for joining us. Hopefully we'll get to the movies again, find out what actually is out next in the theater. There's definitely some interesting movies coming out, even though there aren't a lot of big movies coming out. But you can always go back to an oldie but goodie, find your cinematic Twinkie, as my friend Rob Rector would say, and get some comfort during this weird time of COVID. If you can't get outside, there's always something really great on the tube. So thanks, and I will have some new stuff for you next week. I'm definitely going to be talking about I'm Thinking of Ending Things. I actually had a fresh take from my bedroom with my wife as we watch this movie, but I'm going to wait on that and share that with you another time when I've had some more thought on it, and maybe even another follow-up discussion. So check out I'm Thinking of Ending Things by Charlie Kaufman, and I will see you guys next week on The Film Effect with Tiff. Bye.
With romance to thrill you and mysteries to chill you and tales of adventure galore, we'll take the kids to the movies and see lots of folks that we know. We'll laugh and we'll cry as each scene passes by.
So let's go out to a show.